Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson.
All right, y'all. Hey, good afternoon, and how you doing out there in Blog Talk land? You're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. And I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Hey, we got a little issues going on here, but I think I just fixed them. All right. anyway, we got another great show planned for you today. And we're going to be talking about the women, y'all. That's right. We're going to be talking about the women, and we got some things to talk about with you for these women. You know what I mean? I'm telling you. But, of course, before we get started, if you want to join in the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, you can sign into your media site, whatever you use, Facebook. What's the other one? Oh, I just know Facebook. Hey, anything you're using like that, just sign in and join me in the chat room. And we have our great conversations going on in the chat room also. Now, and of course, if you just want to follow me, just follow me for the heck of it. Hey, that's no problem either. I'm on Twitter, y'all. At DrivenForLife62. That's right. I'm there. And I'm also on iTunes. So the show is on iTunes also. So we really can do some things. You know, we moving up in the world. We moving up in the world. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of doing 8 things at one time here today. All right, now, before we get started with our topic, you know I always got something else that we got to talk about first. And here's one of them. I don't know, and there's a video going around where a bus driver uppercut a young lady because she got on the bus and didn't pay enough money, and he was trying to put her off, so she was mouthing back off to her. And well, you know, after talking, she eventually spit on him, then hit him. And, well, he got up and uppercutted her. I mean, when I say he uppercut her, that was one of those Mortal Kombat uppercuts. I mean, it was pretty. I got to lie. I can't lie about that one. But here's my thing. How you feel about that? Was he justified in punching the young lady? Or should he have gone about it in a different way? Now, for those of you who have not seen the video, I'm going to put the link in the chat room. So you can actually go and take a look at this video so you can tell me what you think. Now, honestly, here's my thing. When you go out there and you start hitting on people, you need to expect to get your ass hit back. Now, I'm just going to say it like that. You just need to expect to get hit back. Yeah, I know what some of y'all say, but that was a female. When she choked and spit, when she put her hands on that man and spit on his face, all bets were off, y'all. All bets are off. You know, like he said, she want to act like a man, then she going to get treated like a man. You know, I mean, I'm not advocating it, but in that sense, yeah, I think he did the right thing. Knocked the hell out of him. Number one, you done spit on me. That's the worst thing you can do to anybody, is spit on them. Really? Oh, man. No. We weren't even having that, you know, and to be a young lady, you gonna spit on them? Wow. You know, but y'all, let y'all know, the bus driver did get suspended. You know, of course, they probably had to do that because, hey, he hit a girl, right? I think he did the right thing. Knocked the hell out of her. I bet she won't go spitting on anybody else anytime soon. I guarantee that one. That's right. As y'all can tell, I'm in a mood today, boy. I am ready to get some things started up in here. Let's see. What else we had going on in the news? Well, let's see. The New York Federal Appeals Court has said The defense of marriage, which defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman, is unconstitutional because it violates equal protection. Now, that's what the state of New York appeals court has said. So I guess, hey, everything is cool with that. I don't know. You know, in today's world, I guess everybody's marrying everybody's a who hell. If that's between them and God, that's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say. You know, you know that I know what it says in the Bible, but then again, hey, who wrote the Bible? All right, we're gonna keep going. Now, remember the last couple of days, I've been reading stories about two CEOs that have been telling. That has actually been expressing to their employees that, you know, they need to really consider the choice of who they're going to vote for, you know, because they may lose their jobs. They may lose their jobs. Well, there was some kind of way in the middle of the night, I received a email that has Mitt Romney on a conference call, actually, talking to the business, little business owners, and actually telling them to let them their employees know what would happen. And I have actually listened to the to the conference call, and it's interesting. It's really interesting. And, you know, like I always do, I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the chat room if you want to listen to it. He did tell them there was nothing illegal about it now. He did say that there's nothing illegal about it. Expressing your political views. But I found that quite interesting for him to be on a call. So I've placed that in the chat room also. You know, so we can get that going. All right. Yeah, you know, that first video and that dang on one I just put in there, yeah, y'all need to check those out. Check those out. Hey, how I feel to be 90 years old and still having children, huh? Wow. Ain't that something? 90 years old and you still having children. Hey, that man is potent. Now that I'm talking about right there. What's up, Supreme? I see you. I mean, wow. What he said, he's a father child for at least the 21st time. And he's 90 years old. An Indian farmer. He said he's going to keep having children until he's 100. Oh, Lord have mercy. He done had four wives. I think he done lost count of how many children he really have, though. He said he has at least 12 sons, 9 daughters, and 20 grandchildren. That's what I'm talking about, keeping it going. He don't have to worry about his line dying anytime soon. You know what I mean? Now, one more thing before we get to, well, we got a couple of more, but I don't know if we're going to get to all of those. Okay, here we go. One more. We have a kindergartner. All right, this is a kindergartner. And apparently she was eating a bagel. And I guess she got, she was through eating it and she placed it in the trash. Well, her kindergarten teacher, I guess trying to show her about waste or something like that, made the little girl go in the trash and eat the bagel. Get the bagel out the trash and eat it. Now, she did this in front of her classmates. Yeah. This was in New Jersey now. A 5-year-old child. You know what I mean? That's just downright nasty. That's raggedy. That is. That's raggedy. You know, I mean, if you wanted to teach a child about waste, I'm sure there was other ways of doing it besides that. You know? But I tell you, I don't know. They just really, really get some of the things these people do. I don't know. Now, what I'm going to do here real fast. Wait a minute. We got one more story. We had a couple in Florida. They was at a restaurant, y'all. They decided they couldn't wait to get home to get it on. So they started getting it on right there in the restaurant, on the table in the restaurant. That's right. They started having sex in the restaurant, on the table. And there was parents and kids and everything around. Isn't that something? I mean, people just getting brave now. But you know, when the police came, you know what they got? You know what they got charged with? Not paying their bill. Yeah, and refusing to pay the bill. Wow. That is some crazy stuff right there. I tell you, we just have some things we have to do, huh? Just crazy. Just crazy. Spareen said, how old how old is the women, and they must be white people. You know what? Yeah, they were white people on that one. But as far as the women, it never gave a age as far as the women he was having these kids by. But he's been married four times. He's 90 years old, so they must be of must be some nice young children, some young fillies, because he popping them out. He is popping them out. I tell you, I don't know, but that's what he's doing. Now, before we go any further, let me go and pay this bill. And after this commercial, we'll be back. And you know what we're going to be talking about when we come back? Where are the women? And I've got some stuff for you today. All right. I'll see you in about 1.5. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid. The red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah. And all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call. 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right. We back on the air. And check this out. He has discounts, 10% discounts for military personnel and college students with the right with the right type of ID. Now, don't go up there looking raggedy talking about you in the military. He knows better, okay? It is a black-owned business, and he is a veteran. So if y'all in the area, go ahead and support the man. Hey, the food is good, okay? Now, you know what? I got to get me a sound machine with a drum roll on it. Because we about to get some stuff started up in here now. I see I got two guests up in here. Now I got three guests in my chat room. That's all right. Hey, welcome, because we've been to get started. And what we going to be talking about today? Oh, where are the women? Where are the men? You know, yesterday, the last 2 days, we talked about where are the men. Yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah, and then we talked about dating sites yesterday. So now it's time to get the women. Yes, it is time to get the women. Now, you know what? And I said, where are the good women? Now, before I go and get into my little spiel about all that, let's look at some other things. We first, you know, as far as the women, where are the good women? Check this out. We have to eliminate the lesbians. You know, we have to eliminate the gold diggers. We have to eliminate the ones that's walking around with herpes. We have to eliminate the ones that's walking around with AIDS. We have to walk around the ones that just feel they don't want a man and don't need a man. We got to eliminate those that are single family, single mothers. And enjoy being and want to be single mothers. Now, I'm just putting out there. These are the ones we have to eliminate, right? That's right. These are who we have to eliminate before we can get to finding the woman that we want. And check this out. Here's something else, y'all. Men do not have to be. Look. We know men, as men, we know what we're looking for in a woman, okay? A woman does not have to be around for us to know what we want from them. The question is, does the woman know what she wants from the man? Ooh, Now, that's all I'm saying about that. Now, here we go. Where are the good women? You know, where are they? We've eliminated a whole bunch of them, but there's still some of them out there. There are still some of them out there. And I'm trying to find a site that was sent to me, and I got some things I want to read, you know, because, ooh, there was some good information, some very good information. I don't know, I got to get this straightened up. So anyway, what you think, where are the good women? Because apparently, I don't know. No, even one thing, if you think you're a good woman, you get with her, then they say, no, she got an attitude. Always walk around here with an attitude. Why? Why are you walking around with an attitude? Don't nobody want to be with you. You got an attitude. You can't say nothing to you. You're ready to. you don't want to say nothing. You can't say nothing to you because you want to fight. I mean, really? I mean, why? Why? And then the only thing you want to do, you want to be keep everything to yourself. That's right, y'all. I'm talking today. That's right. So if you want to change what I'm saying, you better call in. Because I'm just saying what I'm saying. I mean, come on now. What's up with the neck? You know, how do we get around those type of women to get to the actual good women? Huh? What? Uh-oh, I got a caller. Let's see what we got going on. Welcome to Let's Talk. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Doing all right. My name is Dwayne, and you're talking about good women. I've been married for 30 years, so obviously I found a good woman.
Okay.
And also, I'm an author of a new book called Some Things to Know About Marriage Before You Have a Wedding and After, too. And one of the keys to finding a good woman is that the answer to that is going to change depending on the individual, because you need to, first of all, know what you want and then what you define as a good woman. For some people, a good woman is somebody that's going to come home, cook, and clean. And for others, you know, okay, I don't, you know, that's not particularly what they need. So in order to find a good woman, you have to know what you want. And know what you want. What are you looking for in a relationship? Are you looking for somebody, anybody, or just a body? What are you looking for in a relationship? So that's number one, your definition of a good woman. Because it's like, you know, you don't go to McDonald's looking for tacos.
Okay.
So they don't sell tacos. So know what you want. What kind of woman do you want? And then some guys might get upset with me, but you need to make sure that you are the type of person that will attract a good woman. You can't attract a good woman if you're not, you know, attractive to a good woman.
Now, when you say attract a good woman, what actually do you mean? Are you talking about physical looks, or are we talking about the mental thing?
Some of all of it, because, you know, my wife thinks I'm attractive. There are some ladies that don't. So those ladies that don't, I'm 5'10 and 53 and have a goatee and wear glasses. If I wasn't married, to some people, that wouldn't be attractive. So I'm going to attract a certain type of person, but I can't attract a certain type of person if I'm not willing to be attractive to that type of person. So it could be physique. It could be the mentality, you know, depending on what you're talking about. If all you ever talk about is McDonald's, somebody's not going to be attracted to that unless you're talking about owning a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your conversation, communication is a very important thing. I talk about that in the book, and also I deal with, you know, helping couples. And so communication is usually one of the number one things that cause most of the problems in relationships. So how do you communicate to the lady, the women that you are talking to? Are you communicating to them like, you know, somebody who is a thug? Are you communicating to like somebody that have a future, they want something? What are you talking about? If all you talk about is football, unless your lady is a football fan, you're not going to attract the right person. If all you ever talk about is Jay-Z and T.I. and Lil Wayne, that's the kind of people you're going to attract. So what is your communication like? What is your mentality like? And so who are you attracting? And so what do you want and who are you attracting? Because, you know, there are plenty of good women, and I tell women there are plenty of good men, but what is your definition of good? If you're looking for somebody that, you know, making $500,000, never been in trouble, and, you know, has a MBA. Now, there are some guys out there like that, but those aren't the only good men. You might find somebody that's just doing $50,000. He graduated from junior college, but he works and he comes home every night. So what is your measurement of a good woman, of a good man? But I know the topic is good women. So there are good women out there. And so what is it that you want? A whole relationship? And that's kind of the direction that my book goes in, you know, in terms of marriage, a committed relationship. What is it that it's going to take for that? Are you willing to do the work? Because it takes, you know, it's worth it, but it is work. You know, it just happens because you're in love. You know, after you finish being in love, somebody got to take the trash out. So it's not just about love. And so you know, we talk about those things, but in the book, but in direct answer to your question, they're out there. Are you attracting them? What is your idea of a good woman, and do you know what you want in a good woman?
So, let me ask you this question, Dwayne. When you say communication, what is your idea of communication?
Well, dictionary defines communication as the giving and receiving of information.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is just that. I talk, you listen, you talk, I listen, and there is a purpose for it. We're trying to come to some end, a better understanding, or giving information, and so understanding that. And then oftentimes the problem in communication with men and women is that, you know, we just communicate different. So we need to understand that, because women say men don't listen. And it's not that men don't listen. It's just that we don't listen estrogenically. We don't listen like women. Men primarily in communication with their wives or girlfriends, they're listening primarily for two things. What's wrong and what do you want me to do about it, baby? That's primarily what we listen for. And women communicate, they want to tell you not just what's wrong and what I want you to do about it, but how I feel about what's wrong and why I feel this way and how long it took me to get this way. And last week I felt this way and I'm feeling the same way again. And so I'm waiting for you to tell me what you want me to do. So either she says it in the first 2 minutes, and after that I'm trying to figure out why you're still talking. And then, or she takes 20 minutes to get to it and she tells me that in the last 2 minutes. But the key is we've got to find the balance, because we keep trying to fix, you know, first few years of my marriage, I'm trying to figure out why is this woman talking so much, and I'm trying to fix her, and she's trying to fix me because I don't listen. And it's not a question of fixing it, it's understanding it, because there's nothing wrong. That's just the way men and women are wired. So sometimes I have to listen to the whole conversation. Sometimes she cuts to the chase. And that's how we deal with communication, because communication is, you know, a big issue in relationships. So, again, communicating, what type of woman are you looking for? You need to communicate that to the women that you are dating, that you're going to see. What is it that you want? You want somebody that's going to be around for a while? You want somebody that stimulates you intellectually? You want somebody that just stimulates you physically? You want somebody, you know, what is it that you want in a woman? And all those things make the difference, because there are good women. I'm not just talking to the wrong one or talking about the wrong thing to the right one. I have to recognize this so I can take care of it. There's a phrase I use in my book that says, you cannot fix what you will not face. So the reason I can't find a good woman is because I haven't identified my idea of a good woman, or I'm not communicating correctly to the women that I come in contact with.
Okay, well, what about I guess you say the belief that a lot of people say that as far as African American women, they're just stubborn, you know, defiant, you know, which kind of turns men off. Is that a good assumption?
There are some women there out there that fall into the category of the angry black women. There are some. But I would not agree that there that is all of them or the majority of them. And so, you know, if you find the one that's stubborn, defiant, you might want to find out why they are that way. They're that way because the last three guys dogged them out. They're that way because they just end up picking the wrong guy. So is there value in dealing with her to the point where I'm willing to go through the rough spot? Because to get to a diamond, you got to deal with heat, pressure, and time.
Hmm.
So I'm out. Can I see the diamond in her, and am I willing to deal with the heat, the pressure, and the time to get to this diamond in the rough? That's the decision you have to make. Is it worth it? You see something there that may be worth it, and, you know, she may be the diamond. And after a guy spends, you know, the time going through the heat, the pressure, and the time, they won't be all that defiant towards you. They won't be the same way they were. And, you know, people, you know, defiant in terms, sometimes guys talk about defiant in terms of not recognizing, you know, or willing to trust or follow you. Well, you got to be going somewhere worth going for somebody to follow you. You know, and communicate, back to communication, communicating that. Okay, it's rough right now, baby, but I'm going to have two restaurants. I'm working in the industry right now, so if you stay with me, I'm going to have two restaurants. And then showing her, you know, that that's where you're going. Okay, I've got a business plan. I'm working in that industry right now. I'm working in the restaurant, but see, here in 3 years, I'll own it. Who wouldn't want to follow that? The women that don't want to follow that, that's not the one for you.
That's not the one for you, huh?
That's not the one for you. But it takes time. It takes observation. And that's a problem in a lot of relationships. There's a chapter in the book where I talk about observation, communication, and demonstration. A lot of times, you know, we just don't pay attention. You know, we get with somebody and you find out 2 years down the line that Reggie is a slob. Well, Reggie was always a slob. You just didn't pay attention. You thought it was cute. You know, you with a young lady and down the line you find out she can't cook, if that's important to you. Well, she never could cook. That's why her mother and her aunt was always at the house when you came over. So, you know, she looked so good, I didn't pay attention to that. So you got to pay attention as you go. And then you'll know, is this a good woman? Yes, it is. Okay, bringing out some more of her goodness, is it worth the time? Am I being a good man to this good woman?
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, so but to surmise what you're saying, basically, in order to find a good woman, you have to be a good man first.
I think the Queen of Soul said it best. If you want a do-right woman, you got to be a do-right man.
All righty then.
That's what she said.
So, that is what she said. That is what she said.
So all those things are you know, there are plenty of them out there.
So why do, in that case, why are so many of our women getting a bad rap, getting a rap of just being, you know, the hip shaking, the neck twirling, you know?
So the mythology of that is perpetuated by television, by records, but also perpetuated by, well, first of all, there are some out there that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it does exist. But the good ladies are getting the bad rap because it's perpetuated by videos, by television, and also by guys who didn't come with their A-game and they met up with a woman like that. And sometimes when a guy, and sometimes guys may come to a woman and she didn't go for his stuff, and so he labeled her that.
Wow.
You
okay.
know, I came with it. Trying to run game, and she didn't fall for it, so I can't say that I failed at game, so it has to be her fault.
Okay, well, I got another caller, so I'm going to leave your line open, and they want to get a piece of this. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How's your gift?
Huh?
Say, how's your guest?
Oh, my guest is fine. They're doing good. What you got on the subject?
Well, I guess they, where is the good women?
Yeah.
And you mentioned something about one that wiggled in their neck, like a rubber neck, I guess it is. But, you know, I had a friend, not a friend, but this one young lady I knew. I knew her father. She's a state rep and went to the state house very early in her life, I guess maybe in her late 20s.
Right.
And she's very excellent. Yafet Alameen. And she married a brother. I think he's like 40 now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 38. And he won the, he became a representative too. Both of them was representative in, for the state of Missouri. But he got caught up in some stuff. And he came to the marriage, I think, but already was a couple of children. Plus, I think they had a couple of children. But he got caught up in some stuff on a bribe or something and ended up going to jail for about a year and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tarnished the name. So that was a good woman. And I think that once he got out, he came back and they're still together. But, you know, that was a good woman who's still a good woman and went through some trials and tribulation with a man that made some terrible mistakes and really didn't even have to make those mistakes. So I guess they're there. They're not advertising, walking around with a sign on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do they fit any certain physical traits or physical features? But they're there. And I guess like everything else, when you build it, it comes.
Okay, so it's like Dwayne said, it depends on, you got to know what you want first before you can go out there and find them, right?
Well, you have to have something yourself that's
mm-hmm.
worth something.
Mm.
So you can't walk out there like a $3 bill
mm-hmm.
and only attract fools.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dwayne, you want to comment on any of that? Dwayne, you there?
Well, the not really. He spoke of, you know, the issues that the person dealt with and, you know, dealing with the consequence. So basically there are, you know, there are consequences to your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you bring things to the table, there are results of it, and then, you know, issues into a relationship. I bring issues into a relationship. She brings issues into the relationship. The question is, again, going back to the diamond analogy, am I willing to deal with the issues for the sake of the betterment of the whole thing? Because, you know, there are consequences to every issue. But am I willing to hang in there with you?
Mm. Okay, check this out. I just thought of a question, and I think this is something that's becoming more prevalent every day. Okay, if that's the case, then why do we have so many of our women marrying guys behind bars? Well, if it is what we say we bring to the game, or we know what we want, what is going on with that?
Sometimes that's a question of desperation, willing to settle, and, okay, they're going to get out, and I can change them. And, one, you can't change anybody that don't want to be changed. People change for two reasons, because they have to or they want to. And so sometimes we figure, okay, I'm going to be able to change them. Sometimes just a question of settling. I've heard my wife talk about, and when we have certain discussions, you know, she obviously has a lot of female friends, and she tells me that sometimes women believe that a piece of man is better than no man at all.
Hmm.
And so some people settle for that. Some people's standards are low.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, may feel that I'm not all that, so this is all I deserve. But you are much better than that. And so, you know, that depends. I'm talking about guys who are there for a long time. I'm not talking about somebody that just, you know, messed up, got too many tickets, and he's going to be gone for 2 months or something
like
that.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, right. Somebody in there for a long period of time. That's what I'm
saying. Long period
of
time. And you go in there to
mm-hmm.
marry. He wasn't your man when he went to jail. He became your man in jail. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yes.
Yeah. Well, those are some of the reasons. Desperation, low standards, you know. So sometimes people have those things, and you've got to, you know, sometimes we have to raise our standards. What do I think of me? Do I think I deserve better than this? If I don't, then that's what I'll settle for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a good question for you now. All right, ladies, if y'all out there, give me a call. You're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. You want to join in the conversation? No problem. Give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or sign into Facebook or MySpace or whatever you're using. Join us in the chat room. That's what it's called, a chat room. We can get a conversation going there also, okay? Now, I'm talking with Dwayne and Pianki right now, and we trying to get to the bottom of where are the good women at. Dwayne, here's the question. And Pianki, I'm going to put it to you, too, because I know you got something to say on this. Here's my question. It has been said that women actually control whatever goes on in a relationship from the beginning to the end. Is that a true statement?
Some women do, and it depends on how you define control. Some can set the pattern, okay, this is what I want, catching a guy, making him, well, for one thing, one of the things I learned, there's a thing that women do in long-term relationships. Sometimes they'll do a thing and make you think it was your idea. So from that
okay.
aspect, you may be thinking, it may be said that they control it. But then, depending on, again, how you define control, okay, I'm going to make some decisions about our family. I'm going to make the decision for our household. But that doesn't mean that it's just all what you say. It's, like I said, I've been married for 30 years, and my wife respects the fact that, okay, I am, quote-unquote, the head of the household. But that doesn't mean I know everything. There's a lot of stuff my wife is smarter at than me.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have to make a decision, okay, I put my 2 cents in, she puts her 2 cents in, and then we make a decision together. And if we can't, basically the rules that we run, if we can't make a decision together, then it's my call.
Hmm.
Somebody
okay.
can have to make it. But in terms of control, that's going to depend on your definition of control. They control some things. We control some things. But to a better direction to go in that is the idea of partnership. See, when you have control, sometimes the idea of control is that you're controlling and I'm following. You're saying jump, I'm saying how high. That's a me and you situation. But if, depending on the seriousness of the relationship, it's going to be a partnership. And so what's best for us is actually what's in control. If it's a partnership.
Okay. Pianki, you got anything you want to say?
Well, that's a good explanation there. I never have had any women lead in anything I've been involved in with them that I can recall. So, women, it depends on the male and the presence that he demands, that he displays, the aura around him, his voice when he's speaking. So people can sense when someone has some authority to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they will, fall in line or follow whatever ranking whatever position that they see that they can find themselves. It's good to make decisions that's going to affect someone else. But as the gentleman said, when you can come to no agreement, then he was the overriding factor, which I think is fine.
All right.
And if I may,
mm-hmm.
the idea of control is not necessarily the worst thing. It's where are you taking me to? Your control, I think, there's a mechanism on some boats. It's, the rudder or the controller, the thing that directs where it goes. So it's not so much who's in control, it's where are you leading me? You can be in control, but you lead me off a cliff. So that's not good leadership.
That's right. And like you say, no one's got the woman locked in the house and bars on the doors and the window. So if you got down to that sort of circumstance, she could always run off.
All right. Well,
positive, she don't mind going where you're going.
All right, I got two more callers waiting to get in here, so I'm going to bring them on. We got Mr. Supreme. I'm going to get Supreme in here. Hey, Supreme, you there?
Blessings, my brother.
All right.
Oh, Sam, I haven't got my mic connected.
Okay.
You there now, my brother?
I'm still here. I'm doing good.
Is it the same discussion, yeah? Where's the women at?
Or yes. Yep, home? Same discussion.
What? Are we looking at where the best women have gone or where the women at? Because there's lots of women out there. There's not a shortage of women. There's more women than there are men on the earth. So are you saying where's the good women, the black women? You know, what are we dealing with? Because
okay.
That in many
where,
things.
In this situation, we're talking about where the good black women are.
Church.
Church?
I think so.
Ah.
Or studying in universities, you know, studying, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
In the good women, but we don't even know what we're saying. When we say in the good women, you know, they could have high-class jobs and stuff like that, but, I mean, they don't really want, unless you're successful as well, they're not really interested in, you know what I mean? And most of them women who are doing well in society, they want a man who's earning more than them.
All right. Oh, boy, I tell you, we lines are lighting up. Let me get Liberal in on this. Hello, Liberal?
Yes,
Rachel,
where the good black women are, I don't know where they are. The problem I feel is, like, a lot of black women, good black women or not good black women, have been hurt or bitter. The question I want to ask, come back, is where are the women that love men? There's a lot of black women who don't love men anymore, don't love any black man at all anymore. The bitterness, they got hurt one time or two. They accept guys that are basically treating them like nothing. And then they meet guys who are okay, and they'll make him go through every possible bad thing that he needs to go through. But the guy that is really a jerk, or the guy that's really treating them like nothing, they'll make him go through nothing. So I am very disappointed with the a lot of women say they want a good man. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. I know so many black women that say, I want a good man. And I tell them, you got five good men in front of you. You would never give time of day. But this guy who's treating you like nothing, you'll do everything possible to change him.
That's why.
You give your heart to him. You'll even get pregnant with a guy that doesn't want to be a father. And then you get surprised that you don't have a good man. You don't want a good man.
And if I can, my brother, that's why it's important to have an understanding of what it is that, how we define, and we talked earlier, how do we define a good woman, and then recognizing, yes, many women have been hurt, they have been frustrated, and unfortunately, sometimes they are a good woman, they just, like the diamond analogy, they just still have a lot of, you know, rock and dirt in front of them. And the question that the brother has to ask himself is, okay, I see she is a good woman. Am I willing to go through clearing out the dirt from the past?
But that's not your responsibility to do. That's her own responsibility.
If I want her, it is. That's the question you ask yourself. If I want her, is she worth it? If she is, I'll do it.
Even
if
she's
not, I won't.
Because I think it's everybody's responsibility to be the best that they can. That's your own responsibility, women or men. If you as a woman do not decide to be the best person that you can, and I come in the relationship, and let's say as a man I bring 100, and you bring 50% or 25, you really think I want to be with a woman who brings 25?
But
I want to be with a woman who brings 100 also. I want to be with a woman who has confidence in herself. I want to be with a woman who's not selfish. I want to be a woman who knows what it is to care about somebody, who knows how to communicate with a man properly, who knows what it is to respect somebody, but deserve respect back too.
All those are good things, and they should, you know, obviously, we all want somebody that has those things. So the question you've got to, a guy would have to ask himself, do I see, if she doesn't have it now, do I see the potential for her to have that, and am I willing to work with her to get it? If she doesn't have the potential, she's not going to be able to get that, then, you know, you're wasting your time. But if there is some potential there, again, it's a tough question you've got to ask yourself.
But everybody has potential,
for whatever reason.
Well, because everybody, the potential of every human being is infinite. We all have the potential to be great people if we want to. That's the difference. There are some people, everybody has potential. Any human being has a potential. We came in this world as winners. Now, if you want to be the best as you need to be, that's a choice you make. Some people choose to become good people. Some people choose to decide to say, you know what, I need to be a great partner in relationship.
What about those people that need some help into getting that?
Well, you go get the help that you need.
You may be her help.
You go get the books that you need. You go get the work that you need. I had to work. As me, as a black man, I had to work on myself to become the best man that I am.
Right.
I didn't come to any woman and say, you need to work me. No, no, no. That is my responsibility as a man. If as a man I feel that there is some stuff I need to work on, it is my responsibility to get the book. It is my responsibility to get the professional people I need to. It is my responsibility to go see the people who are good in relationships and say, well, how do you do it?
That's
my
true
responsibility. That's every human body's responsibility, women and men.
That is true, but everybody is not there yet. Everything that you said, I agree with. It is my responsibility to be the best that I can be. But for whatever reason, I may not be there yet. I may be disheartened. I may be frustrated, whatever. So I may need some help. Now, everybody is not at the same place. So if I have just using an analogy, because, again, I've been married for 30 years, so I'm fine. But if I wasn't, I met somebody. I'm looking for a 10. They were a 5. Do I see them willing to work to become a 10? Is that 10 worth me spending my time helping them? They're a good person, but they've been beaten up. They had a bad past. Do I want to work with that? Some guys say yes. Some guys say no. That's the decision, the tough part, because it is not necessarily my responsibility to bring her, to help her. She has a responsibility, but do I want to help her? That's the question that I've got to answer. Some guys say yes, some guys say no. That's why everybody's different.
Well, let me put this.
And she has to forgive for her past. Her past is
past.
Her past is something that you can't change. It's the present moment. You, at your past, you can't. There's certain law that people need to have in relationship. I am not supposed to pay for your past. I never made any woman in my life pay for my past that I've been hurt in many relationships. I've done that myself. And women need to do the same thing. They need to stop saying that my past and, oh, I got hurt by this guy or this guy. You took a chance with a guy. That's life. You will get hurt in relationships.
You're going to. It's going to happen. In my book, I talk about not bringing issues of the past into a present relationship, just as you said. And sometimes, you know, people have to take the time to recognize, okay, I'm blaming the new guy for everything the old guy did. You can't bring that into a new relationship and expect success, as you just
okay,
said.
Okay, well, let me ask this question, put this question out there. Now, if that is the case, then how do you get the initial dialogue between men and women going? Go ahead.
Well,
you need
to have a foundation.
That goes back to the whole communication thing. You see the young lady wherever you see her, church, the restaurant, the supermarket, hello, how are you? You get it going, but then once the relationship gets to a place where you feel like this is worth something, you have to be willing to talk about some tough issues. Now, of course, you don't say this on the first date. You know, if this is a real relationship you're looking for, I mean, if you're just looking for a booty call, you're not going to say any of this. You just want to know where you live. But if you're looking for a real serious relationship, after you get to know the person, then this communication has to start. It's a tough question. But, you know, one of my mentors told me you've always got to be willing to ask the tough questions.
And that's always the same question I ask when I go to dates. I always tell them, what are the three most important things you need to make any relationship work? And I always tell them, honesty, trust, and respect. If you can't be honest with me, and I can't be honest with you, we don't have a relationship. If I can't respect you.
You know, my brother, you know, I think it's naive to think you're going to meet. I mean, I think there's everyone's soulmates out there, yeah? But it's naive for you to think, go out there thinking you're going to get someone who ticks all your boxes. That's just not going to happen. Like the older brother gentleman just said, I think it would be better that you have to be prepared to change that person, because there's going to be things that you might do that they want to change. Maybe they might see you as boring, but they want you to be more spontaneous, more outgoing or something, you know, do things that they want to do, you know. You're never going to get that.
Yeah, but you're not here in this world to change other people. You're there to influence them. You could influence somebody, but changing somebody, that is not your control.
Modify things slightly to creep them slightly, and they're going to creep you as well.
No, I don't want somebody to increase me. I want them to, they can influence me, they can tell me something, but the final choice of changing, that is my responsibility. The same thing, I could influence a woman to a direction. I could influence her to say, you need to do this, but the final choice, that's called responsibility. It's her choice to change if she wants to. I never want to make her feel like a woman has to be what she doesn't want to. It has to come from herself. Because
right,
if you try to change somebody and you change it to something that she doesn't want, she'll blame it on you.
I think what he's saying is the same thing, influencing them. If I'm hearing you correctly, what he was saying is that, you know, I can't expect somebody to already be what I want them to be. Now, if they're already a 10, that's fine. But if they're already a 10, they're likely not going to be available. So I can't, you know, everybody brings some flaws or past or issues to the relationship. And so if I'm hearing you correctly, I would agree with what he was saying, that I can help her change. I can influence her to change. And let me know if that's what you were saying, because that's what I thought I heard you say.
Well, you know, some women want men to change them. Some women want men to be stronger than them, more witty, more astute.
That's what I'm saying, my brother. Go on, Bianchi.
Yeah, so that's there's a diverse field of women in the world. And
that's the word, diverse.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
see
word.
A lot of that in the African American community. You know, when I was coming up, the man was supposed to be the provider and the protector, and so on. Of course, as time has went on, we've lost that human resource of males. Now, women are starting to take on roles that really they don't want to take on, but many of them do. So it just depends on who you meet and what's up with them.
That's it. The diversity, there's women. If you want a woman to stay home and cook, there's somebody will do that if you're bringing home enough for her to do that. If you want somebody that's going to help you buy three restaurants, there are some people out there to do that. If you bring that kind of strength to the relationship, if, you know, there's a diversity of women. And I think the capsule is the idea, in terms of relationship, the capsule is the idea of partnership, not me and you, because I'm going to bring something, you're going to bring something, I'm going to bring something good, I'm going to bring something bad. It wasn't bad when I was by myself, but now that I'm with you, it can be bad because you don't like that. So my question is, are you worth me changing that?
All right. Well, we're going to bring Mr. Solution in here.
Yeah.
And let him get a piece of this.
How are you,
man?
All right, Mr. Solution, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
How are you, Richard?
You all right, my brother?
I'm fine. Hey, look here. I just want to chop this up with you guys, and it's probably good that the women don't call in. Because what I notice is that you guys need to get formulated on what you want.
Exactly.
I'm noticing your level of conversation, and just standing back, and I can certainly think like a woman. I understand women. Women are very smart. A lot of women are brilliant.
Right.
And they're listening to you guys, and they know that they have the advantage. And so what they're doing, and these are not necessarily good women either, by the way, and certainly not good for a relationship, but what they're listening for is that you guys don't have a role for them to play. There's no responsibility. I was just thinking, you know, my background is engineering. I was thinking about a scenario. For any system, there has to be an igniter to get it started, as it were. And what you guys, where women are tripping you guys up, and this is a game of strategy, by the way, women are tripping you up because they're counting on you guys will operate under the old system while women are benefiting from both systems, both the old and the new system. Women have virtually torn up the contract with respect to the old system. And I hear Painki equivocating, talking about some women do and some women don't with respect to sharing in their 21st century liberality. The only way to really get this issue resolved is, first of all, to discuss it. Communication is very important.
Right.
The gentleman that's been in a marriage 30 years, I would proffer that he doesn't understand modern-day dating tactics unless he tells me otherwise. And so the thing of it is this. If communication is vital, we need to stay focused on that single issue, and we need to talk about what's the igniter for that communication. If women want a relationship, they have to have a responsibility in that equation. In other words, we call it mutual interest, mutual striking up of a conversation with a stranger. Now, some guys say, well, women won't do it. Well, those women don't deserve a relationship. Let's just be candid. And so unless guys come up with a plan as to what they want from women and deliver that plan on a consistent basis, then women can do whatever they want to do. And what women are going to do is what gives them the most mileage. It's going to be where they get the most control. So women do control. I was listening to you guys very carefully. Women control the relationship from start to continuance, or start to finish, as it were. Because if women sit back and say, we as women are privileged and only you have the responsibility for initiating that vital communication with us, then, of course, women are controlling. And by the way, I don't take this attitude that men are abusive and women are victims, because the men who do abuse women, women are mutual participants in that. Why? Because they accept those men. Women have a choice. And most men like Painki and some other men, now he's very weak in this area, and I got to be candid. I got to come with it like it is. You know, a lot of men are wanting female approval. They're wanting to constantly crawl back into the womb and be born by women. Fuck that. What men should want is to have a healthy relationship with women, a reciprocal relationship with women. Now, your relationship expert there made the point about, and he is correct on that, that men are listening for basically two things. What's wrong? How do I rectify it? Now, what I encourage women, and I have these direct conversations with women, and there's no problem. I say to women, let a man know whether you want your problem fixed or just listened to. Don't have him guessing. Him know, communicate to him. I just want to talk about this issue. I don't want a fix. And then the average man can go into just the listening mode. He just listens to her. Does that make sense? Do you guys comprehend that?
That makes perfect sense, especially the last point. This is Dwayne, the guy that's been married for 30 years. And
congratulations, by the way, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Unfortunately, when I got married, I was 23 and stupid. I didn't know that sometimes I just needed to listen. And a lot of guys don't know that. And as you said, but I've learned to communicate with my wife, okay, are you just venting, baby, or do you want a solution to this? Communication, as you said, that is the key. And a plan in anything is one of the basic things that's going to determine whether it's successful or not. And
now, Stan
intimated
this, but I'm going to go ahead and enlarge upon it. It is the woman's responsibility. See, what happens is we don't require that she have any responsibility. That's the problem. So
okay.
I tell women, like in communication, like about if I'm at a conference or whatever, and a lot of times women will bring this subject up. In fact, most times they do. And then I just introduce myself. I'm a relationship troubleshooter. What's the issue? And so I let women know unequivocally that it is their responsibility to let a man know where their interests lie. Okay, so continuing on, I was looking at some information here. Well, a couple of things. And, Eric, I hope you review this information because it will be important futuristically. I talked about the top 12 reasons why 70% of black women are not married. Now, these were listed on Yahoo. I didn't create these. I concur with many of them, but these were created independent of me. And I gave you the website for that, correct, Eric? Well, maybe Eric is just sitting back. Can you guys still hear? Are we still on
the
air?
Yeah,
we're listening. The top 12 reasons why black women are not married. And what we need to do, men, is expand the circle of male interest. Most males in America are completely pussified. They're weak. They're scared to talk to women per open and honest conversation vis-a-vis transparency. And so that's why you have women, for example, I was talking with Ms. Lewis yesterday, and Ms. Lewis was misplacing, it's called an anachronism, it's a misplaced chronology. She was expecting the benefits of a wife when she's not even a girlfriend. In other words, I was talking to her about initiating with a man, initiating conversation. Now, we notice women can fight men, they can spit on men, they can attack men, and of course, referring to the incident in Ohio, where the black woman instigated the fight with the bus driver. Now, the bus driver was in a fiduciary capacity, and of course, he was entrusted with the care and concern of his passengers. And one of the reasons that a lot of sentiment is going toward the bus driver is simply because other people were involved. Usually when it's just a man and a woman, we in America have taken the approach, the woman is always right. Now, even though we have female prisons where women's asses are in jail for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, most of us still want to be under the illusion that women are made of sugar and spice and everything that's nice, and guys are made of snake snails and puppy dog tails. We need to get rid of that nursery rhyme mentality. We are screwing up all of our lives with that particular mentality. Why? Because women are not being held responsible. Women are adults. They need to be held responsible. So if communication is so vital, the woman needs to have a role in it. And you guys lick it around the edges, you chase your tails, and you never deal or focus on the most important aspect of a relationship, and that is what? Starting it.
But Richard,
a lot of you need to sit on the sideline and listen. You need to shut up, because a lot of you are just like fucking women. And you need to listen to guys who know. Now, if a woman walks up to you, hi, how are you? Somebody intimated this earlier. Let's go to the park. Let's have a conversation. Which one of you guys wouldn't like that if you like women? Okay?
Richard, that depends on the kind of woman who's approaching you.
Okay. Stan, that's understood. Okay? Don't confuse the issue. And if enough women have it in their mind that they should be approaching men, but they've got to hear that from men. Women don't hear anything definitive coming from men except a bunch of bullshit. So when you have women coming up to you, you increase the pool of candidates of potential compatibility, and therefore you can ultimately make a selection. So women are scamming and gaming men because it's men's fault. I'm listening to you guys. You guys are talking mostly.
Richard, how could it be man's fault? Richard, if we go to any public place, and I agree with what you're saying, I wish that women would approach men, and I agree with what you're saying, but in reality, beautiful.
Okay, you got to create your reality.
Reality.
The best way to predict the future, Stan, is to create it.
How do I create it?
You could by talking about it. Conversation, very good question.
Richard,
I get a little bit passionate here, excuse me. Conversation is very powerful, and truth is even more powerful. Let women, let the edict go forth that women, quality men, want women to initiate communication. If nothing develops from it, fine. But over the aggregate of having communication with women, as women participate in their 21st century liberality, more women will catch on. About 40% of women are in reserve. They're on the fence. They need you to send a clear message. You're not sending a clear message. You're sending an ambiguous message. You're saying to women, well, we want this. I wish this. Fuck that. Say what you want.
Yeah, but Richard, we live in the reality of what you're saying and everything. You're not getting what you want
trying the stupid shit you're doing. Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to do this stupid shit, but I'm not going to let my life control.
I'm just speaking to you.
I'm
speaking to the
issue. Women approach men, which will take a long time the way you're
saying. It won't take a long time. I'm in seminars where I tell women this, and they do it instantly.
Well, I'm in
you're
many places that I tell the same thing, and women are saying, I'm not going to approach a man. It's his duty.
This is the point, Stan. You only want women who want you. The women who want to deal with you will deal with you. The women who don't want you.
Women wants me. I have the
okay, hold on. The women who don't want you forget they exist. So see, it's going to be a narrow. It's going to, look, but as women hear men express themselves clearly, we want women to approach us and introduce themselves. Let us know their availability. A man is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. He's approaching lesbians. Lesbians don't want men. And you don't want a lesbian anyway. You don't want a bisexual woman. No good man wants a bad woman. A bisexual woman is not good for any good man. Okay? Understand that. This is where we need to have these fireside chats. You don't want a woman who is rambunctious, who is oppositional. You don't want a woman who is argumentative. You want a woman who will listen. Obviously, you want her feedback, but you want her to primarily be able to listen and hear what you have to say. So those are some things that men could get clear at the outset. Now, just looking here with this list of 12 reasons why black women are not married, it says here problems are never their fault. They have an excuse for everything. You guys need to talk about that. Complain too much. Now, if this was a show about, complaining about black men, I guarantee you black women would call in. They would call in for that.
My brother, yeah? What you're saying all this, I understand what you're saying, but where I live anyway, yeah? I'm a man, I approach women, you know, and what I'm saying, I don't see a lot of women. The best women, those guys that guys want by looking, right? They're not approaching you.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit, sir? Now, you're not from America, are you? You're speaking outside of America, correct?
Yeah.
I can't hear him. Can someone else hear him?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we're here.
Can you hear me now? You can hear me now, yeah? All right, yes. I'm saying, right? the women we want, right? And you know, this is a problem, you know, it's thinking with our hoods, right? And the women that we might go for, yeah, they're not, the women that we really want, they're not going to approach us. They're not.
Okay, stop right there. Hold it. Hold it. Stop right there if you can. Let's discuss that. You say the women that we want are not going to approach us. Is that what you, I heard you just say?
Yeah. If you're thinking with your dick. If
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear that last part. What did you say?
If you're thinking with your hood.
If the women that you want, basically that's what he's saying, Richard. The women that you want will not approach guys because they know that there's a lot of men who want them. So they don't have any requirement or reason to approach men because they have so many men approaching them, so they'll not make the effort to approach men.
Okay, here's the point then. Leave those women alone. Those women don't want you. Those women feel they have options. Those women do not make good girlfriends or wife material regardless. Now, I want to ask the brother because I want to address his question directly. Okay, do you understand that, sir? If those women don't want you, then you don't want them. So that's a wash. Leave them alone. You want women who want you.
That the women that approach us, we don't want them either. So we're in the dead talk. We're saying that women that we find physically fit or we find attractive, we want to approach those kind of women. Those kind of women will not approach men. Why? A, because they have plenty of guys approaching them. B, because they have plenty of guys. They have guys left and right approaching them and offering whatever they need to offer. And we're standing there and saying, I would like to get to know that woman.
But those women don't want you anyway. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. And men are a little bit crazy, by the way, too. And I'm detecting that. Those women don't want you. Women who are making men compete, as it were, as opposed to women, that's kind of like the Roman gladiators, okay, a bunch of sadistic, maniacal, psychopathic idiots. Those women are not good women. They're not good for relationships. Those are women who are into game playing. So you don't want those women.
But the women that approach us, basically the women that you don't want physically also, Richard.
Hold on, but that's not true. See, in other words, Dan, what it is you have little faith or evidently in this particular area, because I like most of the things you say. You do hold women responsible, except in this area. And what you have to realize is women have to be trained also. All of us have to be conditioned. Let me use that word, conditioned. Women have to understand that what they're doing, having men compete to sniff their pussies and asses, is not working. I'm just being candid.
Solutions.
So women who realize that they're only getting one side of the wave form, as it were, when they hear the truth, they'll change their behavior. Because they see, women are sentient beings just as you are. Women are conscious. And when they are delivered new information that what they're doing is not working, some women will change, all right? So what we want is women who want to be with men and who can identify themselves as such. Can I jump in right quick?
Go ahead. I just need to get with Eric right quick. I've got to run. This is a great conversation, but I needed to get Eric's permission if I could put my book on his Facebook page. Eric, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, that'd be all right, brother. That'd be good.
Thanks for the conversation, and we need a conversation because, as I think all of us said, communication is basically the key. But
Mr. Solutions, right?
All right, thank you, Dwayne. Have a good one.
You're giving your solutions, you seem to know what you're saying, right? To your own belief. So how are you gonna start it now? You see a woman that you like from that angle. You're gonna give her a talk. You tell me what you're going. What would you say to a woman now?
Well, first of all, I talk about the best way of meeting women is through a referral, okay? First of all, cold calling a woman is not a good fit because of some of the points that you guys have made. A lot of women are into game playing, and a lot of American women particularly are extremely narcissistic. So therefore, they really don't care about a particular man approaching them. It's numerosity. It's just the number of men because it inflates their ego. Women like that you don't want to deal with anyway. You follow me? What you guys want, you want women who don't want you.
that's your problem. That's most men, isn't it? That's most guys.
Okay, but I'm trying to tell you what the sanity is. I'm trying to give you a sane perspective here. You don't want women who don't want you, because let me tell you something. If you get with a woman who doesn't want you, 80% of divorces are filed by women. Actually, it's more than 80%. So you don't want a woman who you don't want to cajole, coerce, or bamboozle, hoodwink, you see. You don't want to get in a relationship with a woman except one who really wants to be in a relationship with you for your personality. You don't want to get in a relationship with
Mr. Solutions. Mr. Solutions, I agree with everything that you say. I'm not one of them guys, you know. I've spoken to an American girl a couple years back, and she told me she likes the way her English guys, when they just go and talk to a woman. I come from, we see a girl that we want, we're going to try something straight. You know what I mean? Women don't have to go out approaching guys where I live. You know what I mean?
Well, look, you don't understand what the situation is, sir. Number one, I'm saying women have equal social and legal rights here in America. Now, I'm speaking mainly in America. I can bring myself up to speed through a conversation with you and research on English law, okay? But I'm talking about an American context. Women have equal rights. They fought to get out of domesticity and into the normal culture to be equal with men. You even hear this argument, you heard this false straw man argument presented in the presidential debate that women only earn 77% of what men earn. Well, see, the argument to that bullshit argument is if employers could get that sort of a discount by hiring women, why would they ever hire men? That answers that right away. And that is a bullshit answer. That's not a valid answer. But the point I'm making is the underlying point is that women have equal rights. So equal rights means what? And I'm going to finish this for you. Equal responsibility. Equal rights equals equal responsibility. Now, a lot of men are stupid to that. Let's just be candid. A lot of men are stuck in the 50s and 40s. Women are in the 21st century.
It's just a lot of men see a woman that they find attracted to, and they're saying, okay, let's do the richer way. I'm going to stand up with my friends and everything and talk. And this woman that I find attractive, a 9 or a 10 or whatever you qualify, she will not approach, and you're looking.
Okay, but the point is, Stan, it doesn't matter what you do with that woman, you shouldn't be with her.
Well, in that case, there will be a lot of guys who will be miserable. There's
We have over a 70% divorce rate. Wait a minute, Stan, you're not listening. We have over a 50% divorce rate. Men and women, white men, white women, all men and women are at war in America because of our laws. Okay, we're at war. And what you have to do is kind of carve out a niche or an area of solace that we can deal with. But I would submit to you this. The more women who hear men stating unequivocally what they want, many women will conform to it because they will see that it makes sense. A lot of women are getting burned out using their pussies as lost leaders, okay? They're seeing that doesn't work. So some women, when they hear the truth, will change. Most won't change. And you don't want to change a woman. You want a woman to change herself.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen, let me get a female in here. Let me get Lisa Lewis in here. She wants a piece of this. Hello, Miss Lewis, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. We're going to get you a piece of this. You know everybody in the room.
Miss Lewis.
I don't agree with anything Miss Solution says.
Miss Lewis, as an intelligent woman and everything, do you know, is it not true that beautiful women who are intelligent and everything, approach men, yes or no? Generally.
I have friends that do, but I don't.
Okay, why don't you approach men?
Because it's not a man, which is my father taught me, a man is not to have, or a woman is not to approach man. A man is supposed to come to the woman.
Why?
A man is supposed to approach me.
Why?
Because it's his natural animal instinct.
Not only that, it's probably in our culture, too.
Brother, you got to understand.
Solution,
every woman.
And she's not the only one. She's being honest.
She's wrong, and she's single, too. Miss Lewis is not a good girlfriend, a good wife material. She's combative. She is argumentative. She's not good relationship material. She's very into herself. She's narcissistic.
Hold on.
But here's the point.
We had a conversation about me being married.
Wait a minute.
It was to be understood that I was a great candidate. This is from your mouth.
Not speaker.
Change. You have evidence has emerged that you are not good girlfriend, a good wife material. You are very selfish and stuck on yourself.
You will agree that communication
is important, but you won't do unto your neighbor as you expect your neighbor to do unto you. A man is just your neighbor when you first meet him. Your father was wrong. If you could get him on the line right now, I would have a conversation to him. That particular way of thinking is outdated. Just like you don't wear the clothes you wore when you were two, those clothes are outdated. So is that way of thinking.
Good solution. Let me ask you this. I think I would prefer to be in an area where we agree to disagree. To be honest with you, you yourself are not married. So how dare you tell me I'm not married if you yourself are not married?
Wait a minute, yes, because of women like you. Not good girlfriend or good wife material. You want the truth, I'm giving you the truth. You're not good girlfriend or good wife material. That's okay. That's okay.
Like I said,
gentlemen. Let Miss Lewis speak, please.
Go ahead, Miss Lewis. Sorry.
Let me explain something to you. I don't give myself nothing. Than 100% number one material. If I feel like I should deserve it and I should get it, I'm going to have it. Now, just because you're not giving it don't mean I got to get it from you.
That's right. That's true. That's why I say a man who hears a woman like you should just leave her alone. That's it. You're not good girlfriend or good wife material.
And that's where I disagree, Mr. Solution, because she's the typical woman that I could approach, talk to, and then she could show me that she has a great personality and everything, but the approaching part will not happen.
All right, but Stan, this is the point, and that's a beautiful point, by the way. I guarantee you these things fold into others and overlap. I guarantee you, even if you approach Miss Lewis, all right, you would still find that there were other areas that she would take exclusivity regarding that benefited her that would still disqualify her as good girlfriend or good wife material. It just doesn't stop and have to approach me. The next thing, and I know this is one of your pet peeves, Stanley, she would want you to pay. Now tell him, Miss Lewis, would you want him to pay for the first date?
I would not. Then when we had this conversation about me and you going out for coffee, I even said I would buy the coffee if me and you went.
No. That was earlier. Okay, thank you for that. But what I'm asking you, if Stan approached you and he gave you the benefit of the doubt, the opportunity for a relationship with him, would you be willing to pay on the first date? Yes or no?
I'd rather go Dutch on the date.
Okay, would you still like him? Would you hold him in the same sexual
high esteem, because you know women lead with their libidos. If a woman doesn't like a man sexually, she doesn't like him. That's the way women currently think. So would you still like him if he allowed you to pick up, to go Dutch, in other words? Would you still like him as intensely?
That don't have nothing to do with the whole thing.
All right, okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Hey, Stan, get her number and try to connect with her.
Listen, I don't think I'm combative. I'm a woman with an opinion, and I think that in all essence, every time we get on the radio, if there's anything having to do with the relationship question, you just bash women so horribly.
Okay, telling the truth about women is not bashing women. See, that's the thing. If you can't talk about female behavior, then, of course, we can't rectify anything. And what I was going to say,
it's not always just women. It's a lot of things men could do a lot better.
All right, well, let's talk about what men can do. We have no problem talking about that.
We always talk about what men think. We always talk about what men do wrong and everything, but we never talk about what women do wrong. We accept that women have sometimes bad attitudes.
We talk about what women do wrong every episode. The whole week been about what women do wrong.
No, we don't. Perfect example. Let me give you an example. When it comes to attitude, how many times me and Mr. Solution says to women, sometimes it's you who has a bad attitude. Women are saying, no, it's because I got hurt one time or two times. That's an excuse. You got hurt one time or two times, that gives you the right to have a bad attitude? That does not give you the right to have a bad attitude to any man. Period.
Yeah. Let me tell you why women like men on the road, yeah? Because
my whole thing is this. Maybe have you ever thought that maybe the woman has a bad attitude because of how a man approaches her?
Even if how a man approaches, that does not give you the right to still have a bad attitude. You could still politely say to the man, no thank you, no this and everything. You don't need to have a bad attitude. There is way to think
let me ask you this.
A man that you will...
Well, not only that, if you want men to do all the approaching and you don't want to do any of it, you have to be accepting of the way men approach you.
So otherwise, get your butt down there and do some of it.
Okay. Hold on. Supreme got something to say. Go ahead, Supreme.
No, I'll say, you know, all of this, you know what it is, yeah, why this is going like that? Because it's mostly, that's why it goes like bad boys, because it's mostly street niggas who chat up women, you know what I mean? Bad guys, they usually do the talking. You know, they're not scared. And then, again, it gives us, the good Negroes, the good black guys, it makes them look bad. Because the sisters sometimes, you know, they might have heard that line all before. So that's why they show us disrespect. And then things. But what I'm going to say, Solutions, I think that you, I want to hear what you would say to a woman. And say it to Mrs. Lewis. And see if she would accept that. If she can be non-biased. Because you said a few things that probably affect her. If you can be non-biased, Mrs. Lewis, I would like to hear what Mr. Solutions would say to you if he was trying to, you know, get your phone number and get to go out with you. Because I want to hear what you got to say to me.
All right. I would just walk over to Miss Lewis and say, hi, how are you? And tell her my name. And then, of course, I'd say, you know, I'd like to have a conversation with you and just see... you know, what your thinking is on issues. I like what I see. See, in other words, I would just be honest with her. Now, most women consider a man being honest with them, especially a man whom they don't know. They want a man to titillate, tantalize, and impress them. Well,
I agree with that.
That's just impossible.
Exactly.
And the fact that women don't initiate, they insulate themselves from an important part of the relationship reality. That's why they can expect the impossible and unreasonable, is because they have no sense of what it's like. Now, a lot of women suffer in silence and stupidity because they don't do. See, Miss Lewis, you are getting a graduate level, actually, strike that. You're getting a postdoctorate level of education on men. You need to be receptive to it, which I think you are somewhat. But the point of it is, and you need to share this information with your friends. Because all we're talking about is seeking happiness. And in order to do that, you've got to have this necessary conversation. You've got to enjoy the person. That's called being compatible. Women have created such a problem in America that they have excluded themselves from relationship happiness, and that's what many women really want. And you've created this cadre of men who need your protection, who are constantly crawling in and out of your womb, metaphorically, trying to please you. And that further insulates you from the truth. It's men like me who come in with a fucking jackhammer to bust through that bullshit. And continuing on here in this Yahoo, the top reasons why 70% of black women are not married, it says problems are never their fault. They have an excuse for everything. That means they don't listen. They complain too much, which means they don't listen. They can't see the good man in front of them. That's because they're playing a game. Stop caring about their appearance and wait after marriage. That is because they've never understood their obligation to a man. Are hot-headed and have bad attitudes. That's an example of the 25-year-old spitting and attacking the bus driver out of Cleveland, Ohio, I believe it was. Want a thug until she is hurt and with children, then she wants a good man, intelligence with a little thug in him, which is mutually exclusive. If she wants a good man, she should get with a good man initially. Expects too much. They are gold diggers who will not look twice at a blue collar man. That's true. Because when you often hear women talk, they're talking about, well, he's not on my educational and financial level. Whoever made that the standard for love? There are plenty of blue-collar men out there, carpenters, plumbers.
That's one thing that a lot of women get. They think that just because they're educated, that means you're a great partner. Let's say it one more time. In 2012, doesn't mean because you're educated, that means you're a great partner in relationships.
Yeah, a man doesn't give a damn about your education if your attitude is stank.
Exactly.
The thing of it is, they expect too much. We talk about the brother James Evans, a great guy, and he was always in between jobs, but he was a hardworking man who loved his family. But there are plenty of men who have their finances in place, and a lot of these so-called high-powered women are broke. They're living on debt, by the way. And there are many reports that point that out. Number 8, are strong-headed, too independent, which presents great challenges in relationships. That's true. Independence is the opposite of loyalty. An independent woman is not a loyal woman. Now, the word you may want to use is interdependent, but independent means by yourself.
And there's nothing to commemorate because you're independent. That means you're self-sufficient. We're all supposed to be self-sufficient. I'm not supposed to give you a trophy because you're able to pay your bills and do things and pay your own shit. That's supposed to be what every human being is supposed to be. You're self-sufficient. So when I hear women, oh, I'm independent, what? We're supposed to give you a trophy? You're self-sufficient. That's normal.
Right. Number 9, do not cater to their men or know how to respectably treat a man. That is absolutely true. If you listen to the filthy mouth and attitude of most women, the only thing men would want to use their mouths for is a deposit of you-know-what. And number 10, tolerance is far too low. They are no longer empathetic to the black man's struggle in white America. And that's true. Most black women are subsidized by corporate, to a lesser extent, by the way, and, of course, government America. And so they're not building anything with men, and so they don't depend on the man. They don't know what it's like to work with the man. I suggest you read Dr. Claude Anderson's book, Powernomics, to understand how you should be – well, you're an entrepreneur, but you can share this with your friends, Ms. Lewis – is how to build a workable business relationship with men. Number 11.
Hold on.
Let me finish this. Are controlling and like to run the relationship. That's true. Many women are like that. They want to run the relationship. Number 12, make black men feel unappreciated, unwarranted, and irresponsible and regressive. And so what we're telling women is how to select a better man and how to be a better person yourself.
All right, Ms. Lewis.
Ms. Lewis.
Hang on, Ms. Lewis.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you want to respond to any of that?
I mean, I think everything he said is the greatest form of bullshit I've ever heard.
Wait,
Ms. Lewis, you can't say it's the greatest form of bullshit. There is a lot of women who have that attitude, who have that thing, who think they're independent, who think that they could talk to men anyway, who think that they could do... There's a problem, Ms. Lewis. You can't say that what we're saying as men is wrong. Like, I can't say what you're saying. Sometimes women that we do as men is wrong, too. If we want
but
to be
have
honest.
Have you ever... Just thought, phantom this, please, in your head, if this is just maybe such a radical idea, that maybe it's just as much as our fault as it is yours.
Yes, and I have no problem with that, Ms. Lewis, but the problem I have is that as women, you don't take the responsibility of saying that we need to change some stuff for ourselves.
Well, I agree with you.
All
but
right.
I think as men, a lot of you don't take responsibility and stand up as men in things that you should.
No. We as men, we have no problem saying to a brother, hey, you messed up. Trust me. You, sister, don't have any problem saying to your sister. You always stand up for your sister. You always say it's okay. It's the man's fault and everything. But you never turn out to your sister or your friend and saying, you know what? You fucked up that shit. It was your shit that fucked up that shit. It was your attitude that brought that guy to leave you. It was your way of thinking that brought that guy to leave you. It was your independence that brought that. I don't hear that from women. I can tell you, we do those things.
Let me ask you guys a question, yeah? Stan and Mr. Solution, right? Don't you think the history, yeah? Just our history alone, the single parent households has got something to do with all of this?
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Okay.
Because when you have single mothers teaching their son that, hey, I could teach my son to become a man and I don't need a father or a male figure
well, but
to teach him what
it is
to be a man, then you get fucked. And then when you have no father also for the daughter that's teaching the daughter,
okay,
hey, what kind of man do I need in my life? Then you get those women who are basically saying, I could do it all. And I'm sorry to say, women, you can't do it all. You can't.
Hey, this is what one lady said in the chat room, which I think is kind of interesting. She says, they didn't get with the real woman. They got with those bar lizards.
Exactly. So Ms. Lewis, when you're saying that, oh, man, trust me, as men, we could all say, and I could go to Mr. Solution and everything. If I fuck up, Mr. Solution will be the first person that will tell me, Stanley, you fucked up. But you women, when we tell you, you fuck up, you don't say the same thing. You don't stand up to your sister and say, you fucked up. You protect them and say, oh, poor me, poor little victim, poor this. Instead of standing up and saying, you know what, you fucked up too.
This is what I'm telling you now, Stan.
Let me try and get with Ms. Lewis.
Let me listen to what she has to say, Mr. Solution. Go ahead, Ms. Lewis.
No, it's time for me to talk now. It's time for me to talk.
Go ahead and talk.
Just like it's our fault. It's your problem too. I don't understand why is it so hard for you to take responsibility. I've taken responsibility and said, yeah, sometimes it is women's fault, but it's just as much our fault as it is yours. For all this player, pop your collar crap we get. If you want to talk about being independent, I can name you three men that have come out with songs telling women to be independent. Not one woman has made an independent woman song. Outside of Destiny's Child. But after that, it was another dude singing these songs, telling how they like an independent woman. So what do you expect for a woman to think?
But Mr. Solution, but Ms. Lewis, that's
how
the
make
what,
these songs
Ms. Lewis.
And have these things out there. You need to take responsibility as men for
and,
the
and we have no problem,
have
but Ms. Lewis, the thing that we want to tell you is, as women, please be honest, Ms. Lewis. You know, as women, when you're together, when there's a problem in the relationship, do you say to your women, to your friend and everything, you fucked up on the relationship? Or do you blame 99% it's the man who fucked up? And please be real.
I mean, if it's my fault, it was my fault.
No, maybe you do. I'm talking about your sister. I'm talking about your friend. I'm not talking about you, Miss Lewis. I'm saying that if you have a friend or a girlfriend
I can admit when it's my problem. Both a lot of women can accept when it's their fault. A lot of women can. But what you don't understand is a lot of it falls on you too.
But you select those men. Every woman that a man is with who treats her like shit.
But a man selected the same woman to be with.
No. Men may approach a woman. The woman makes the decision to select the man or not.
We approach you, and you make the final decision if you want to be with her.
You select the woman that you slept with.
What?
You just decided she selected the man. You selected the woman.
So we're saying to you that's not true. You open your mind. You're wrong about that. The woman is the one who makes the choice in selecting the man. Just like you sit on your ass and expect for men to approach you, that means you do the selecting.
Yeah, who makes the choice? Miss Lewis, if I choose to be with you.
Well, she did.
No, Miss Lewis, if I choose to be with you.
You're being a brick.
Miss Lewis.
You're being a brick on that issue.
Miss Lewis, if I choose to approach you and I want to sleep with you and everything, and you say no, what do we call that? And I still do it. Okay, if I approach you and I force you to have sex with me, and you say no, what do we call that?
Right.
Exactly. Who has the final choice?
A woman do.
Thank you.
That's not really. To be honest with you, that's
our point. That's our point. Miss Lewis just said it. Who made the final choice?
You
answer your own question.
If a woman asks a man to have sex with her, don't he have the final choice?
The only way it would be a choice, Miss Lewis, is you get up off your ass and
answer the question.
Wait a minute. The only way it would be the man's option is you get up off your ass and go over and talk to the man. Then he would have the option of accepting or rejecting you.
Exactly.
As long as you sit on your ass and demand that men approach you, you are making the decision. Stop lying. You're lying about that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe it's the ego of the
woman. You know what? I'm going to be very honest. I do believe that I think that all of you are a little scorned with women right now. I think that's the biggest problem.
That has nothing to do with the issue.
We can't handle the truth.
Hey, Stan, why don't you try and date her and see what happens? Just see if you all can strike it off in person. Try and date her. See if you all guys can meet at a mutual point and see how she is past the approach. See how she is.
Well, you know, for the record, listening to this conversation, I always have approached a woman on, you know, whatever it is that I wanted to engage with her, whether it was meetings or whatever. So I don't see nothing. And as I said before, that's for a man to approach a woman rather than a woman to approach a man
has been a basis.
Young man, would you let me finish talking?
Is that when women like Miss Lewis say that she doesn't make a decision or make a choice?
I can see now why you have a problem with women.
Hey, let him finish, Stan. Maybe he didn't hear you, Pianki.
Go ahead. Well, as I was saying before, I have always approached women whenever I wanted to strike up a conversation or engage in whatever. And in many cases, that is in cultures which still reside in many families. You know, a daughter is taught to not go chasing after men. And
yeah, Michael,
still see it playing out.
Wait. Let me say this. Pianki, I want to address what Pianki has to say. Pianki, first of all, you are backwards. You are not in the 21st century. You're not familiar, evidently, with the laws that give women equal rights. And you just attempt to ignore that. What if we would say women are no longer qualified to have jobs equal with men? You wouldn't agree with that. So why do you switch up? Why don't you just come out and say women are equal and therefore allow them to have equal responsibility as opposed to this duplicity?
Well, women are not equal in all cases because you still have states in this country that still practice exempt marital status when it comes down to rape.
But they're equal under the law, Pianki. You apparently know the law. They're equal under the law. So it's a work in progress.
the laws are evolving.
That's right, but the direction in which they are evolving is the fundamental foundation that men and women are equal under the law. So that means they have equal responsibility. There's no way of getting around that.
Well, men and women do have equal responsibility, but a woman coming out of a particular household that's practiced a certain culture, that child, that young girl has been taught to do this and do that, and most of them will stick to that. As long as, like I say, I have witnessed this going on just as recently as last summer, maybe summer before last.
Yeah, but
Bianchi,
wait a minute. Let me say this. Bianchi, they stick to what they consider benefits them. Now, women have come out of the home, and women are in the workplace. Women are suing to be in combat. And I agree with that, because they're saying they're attached if they're not being able to be in combat their retirement, their promotions, their performance evaluations, and all of that is impacted. The law has made the decision we as a society have to treat men and women equally. And as a result of that, that means we have to have equal responsibility.
My brother, yeah? I agree with certain things, yeah, but see, when it comes down to women warring, I think there should be equal footing in with natural nature and natural law.
But that's
now,
bullshit. The law doesn't say, the law doesn't carve out exceptions, sir. You need to become familiar with the law. I'm not just talking about your passion or your feelings, which you are entitled to. When it comes to the law, we have to treat men and women equally. That's what women have demanded.
Well, that's right. Women are protected by civil rights laws, absolutely. But those civil rights laws do not apply to social relationships.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Because your job.
So there's no law that tells. What law tells a woman that she has to go approach a man, or just the opposite?
Well, number one, Bianchi, and you're losing your sense here. The law of common sense says if communication is important, both people who want to communicate have to engage in it. I mean, that's understood.
All the areas in society
that were isolated based on gender have now been declared illegal.
Mr. Solution.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm saying that what you're saying, it's a law of common sense. I don't know of any law of common sense that can be argued in the court. But I think what you should be saying is that everything don't apply to everybody.
No, what I'm saying is if we say that communication is important, then both people have to do it. And see, that's where your argument falls flat on its face, because you're grossly inconsistent. You're inconsistent on that issue.
Well, I'm going to tell you what makes my argument stand very tall, Mr. Solution, is the fact that every family does not come up under the same cultural pretense.
Every culture comes under the laws of EEOC that says gender discrimination is illegal. And so since society has been totally open up to women, everything else has to be also. And I agree with that. Men and women need to be open and honest with each other, and they need to be fair and equitable with each other.
So if a man lies to a woman, I guess she can file an EEOC suit against a common individual. EEOC suits acquired to...
Wait a minute, Bianchi, that's stupid.
That's sitting in a public place.
Wait a minute. What you just said is stupid. Men or women shouldn't lie to each other. I'm not promoting that. How the hell do you come up with a statement that I'm saying that either should lie to... I'm saying that we should tell each other the truth.
Well,
that's totally contrary and alien to the argument that I'm making.
Commission. Brought up the equal employment. I mean, whoever said EEOC...
What I'm saying is, and you're old enough to know this, and you can
equal employment opportunity commission.
Society was divided based on gender, from social mores to jobs to the society at large.
we made a change back in the 60s and the 70s where we declare men and women equal. Equal means they have equal responsibilities toward each other. And that's the long and short of it. And see, our trying to pick and choose and equivocate is what really causes the problem. That's what creates the problem. Women don't have a clear definition of a role, of their role in a relationship, and what even quality men want of them. And you're part of that confusion.
Because Mr. Bianchi,
I put this challenge out here, Eric. You show me a law, a state law, that's been imposed by a state legislature or U.S. Congress that says that women and men are equal in social, has to treat each other equal.
All right, I'll send Bianchi a Supreme Court decision.
Civil rights. It has nothing to do with a social relationship.
Bianchi, what I'm going
that's
to do,
like trying to argue,
a
that's
not
like trying to argue the Bible in
I'll
court.
Acquiesce. I'll send Bianchi a law, a Supreme Court decision, where the courts admitted that they intervene in and obstruct healthy communication between the genders. I will send you that. And that's manifested. See, what happens, our fight right here, Bianchi, gets carried into the law. It doesn't stop right here. When women were burning their bras and shit, they ended up getting their dissatisfactions codified into law. And they demanded equality. Women tore up the contract that previously existed between they and men. They tore up the social contract. They tore it up and burned it. Where were you?
Solution. Wait. If a woman hit you, yeah, would you hit her back?
No.
Look, in principle, I would call the police on her ass. But in principle, I'm not against a woman getting hit. Just like the woman, I don't know if you are aware of it, but what we've been talking about in Ohio, the bus driver that uppercutted the woman for spitting on him and attacking him.
No, that was not. You see, if I was in that bus, I would have put that man down. There's no way.
He got fired for that, didn't he?
That was horrible.
No, he just got suspended.
That was horrible, man. He cussed that girl.
And all that was with pay.
You would have done the same thing.
Well, the bus company is up for lawsuits or something like that.
But maybe not. Maybe they can defend. If her behavior was so outrageous, there is in the Supreme Court of the U.S. what's known as fighting words. And if it's determined that her behavior was so outrageous and so blatantly abusive that it justified her getting uppercutted.
When that man is on somebody's payroll,
But coming back to what you're saying, sir, about the if a woman is hitting a man, should I hit her back? I shouldn't. But there was a report that was done on 2020, trying to take two actors. One actor was a man, and one actress was a woman, and seeing what is the reaction of the public when a woman hits a man and a man hits a woman. When a woman hits a man, people were reacting left and when a man was hitting a woman, people were reacting left and right and almost wanting to kill the guy. But when a woman was hitting the man, everybody was acting like he deserved it, he should have had it, he must have done something. Nobody was reacting and doing anything. So
and Bianchi supports that. Let me just say this. I heard him talking about, well, a man should never hit a woman. God damn it, you should say a woman should never hit a man, okay? We need to attach our balls, say that a woman shouldn't hit a man.
Men, too. Exactly.
Brother, I'm a boxer, you know. That's what I do for a living. So if a woman hits me, I should hit her back, right? It's all cool.
Your weapons are your fists are considered a weapon, so you shouldn't be hitting anybody but another boxer.
Oh, fair enough. That's all I'm going
to say. But do you think that a woman has the right to hit you?
If it depending on if I'm
there's no depending.
Does a woman have the right to hit you?
I don't care about depending. If we're gonna switch it up, I could tell you, depends on the man.
So you're saying a man has the right to hit a woman?
And we all know you do not have the right to hit a woman.
Brother, I was just about to say when I brought the question to Mr. Solutions, I said for what he's saying now, If a woman just got up and slapped him in the face for everything he just said on this station, yeah, and a woman just punched him in his face, is he going to hit her back for that? You asked it, fighting words.
Her ass for at least 10 years. Everything she made for at least 10 years, I would own it, or a good portion of it. But I would call the police on her ass and have her ass arrested. And that's what men should do. I don't disagree in principle that a man shouldn't hit a woman, okay? But given the way the laws are, first of all, I don't agree that men and women should be fighting. We should fight it out here with words so we can understand whom we're most compatible with. I don't like to see men or women fighting. That's number one, not even verbally, okay?
We need to wrap it up.
But in principle, I don't disagree that a woman should not be hit. If a woman puts herself in a position to get hit, well, then so be it. But the thing of it is, I would encourage, that's the reason we were saying yesterday that good men do not want bad women. Bad women are a risk. They put a man in jeopardy. And that's why you want to understand what kind of woman a woman is so that you can avoid her ass if she's not a good woman.
I mean,
all right, and
we're
going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Supreme, that's it. We're going to have to leave it at that for now. We have to pick it back up. We can pick it back up Monday on open mic if you want to.
Okay.
All right, Eric, good show.
Good show.
All right, thank you.
God bless everyone.
All right. All right, y'all. That was another spirited conversation, and that's why we call it Let's Talk, because everybody gets their chance to talk. The majority of the time. Well, look, I'm going to put my 2 cents on it. The girl on the bus, she spit on that man. She hit that man. She deserved what she got. Now, I'm not advocating hitting women because I don't believe in it myself. But in certain situations, got to do what he do. Yes, he was on company time, and he had customers to protect. So, you look at it the way you look at it. Hey, well, once again, thanks for another great, great show. Hey, don't forget tomorrow now. Don't forget tomorrow. Fun Friday. Hey, you know, we change our time. Time is 7 p.m. tomorrow night. You want to get your laugh on and just have a good time? You know, no seriousness? Hey, join me tomorrow because I be getting it. I be getting it. Believe you me. I'm going to thank my guests in the chat room, Ms. Lewis, Farasa, Fi-Gang 25, Pianki, Supreme, Stan. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for joining me and making it a great show. Well, as I always say before I get out of here, hey, make sure you give that someone special tonight or today when they come home. Give them a hug because you never know when they won't be there. All right? I just went through that, so that's why I'm letting you know. Never take them for granted because, wow, one day you're going to look up, you want them to be there, and won't be. You'll be looking up and talking. Well, until that, see y'all tomorrow on Fun Friday. Thank you. Have a good one. I'm out of here.